2 weeks ago, I wrote that tokens are becoming money, not the metaphorical kind. A Claude token is not the same as a Gemini token, and the real rate was never dollars per million tokens. It is dollars per useful answer, dollars per decision you trust enough to act on. The best part of publishing that idea was watching it get sharper in the comments. A word from the comments. Sean McMahon, a professor at Elon University, took the idea somewhere I had not. Sean and I once bootstrapped a startup by loading UPS trucks on the 2 a.m. shift in Atlanta. He has been pricing effort for a while. He started with labor hours, a unit that sounds standard and never was. An hour of skilled labor and an hour of unskilled labor share a name and almost nothing else. Then he reached for fusion. Livermore made news by hitting net energy gain, more energy coming out of the reaction than the lasers put in. So he asked whether tokens need the same test, a stable currency of action, where a token only counts at compute break-even or better. In physics, there is a number called critical torque. It is the exact amount of force required to break static equilibrium and make a thing actually move. Below that number, you are straining against a lever that does not budge. You are spending effort. Nothing is happening. A torque, Sean pointed out, is also the ancient Celtic neck ring, twisted from gold, silver, or bronze. It shares a root with torque because of how it was made. Force twisted into an object you can hold. His takeaway line was better than mine. You may apply torque to something, but you don't actually get torque unless you create something of interest or usefulness. Burning tokens is applying torque. Torque is when something moves. Tangible outcome relative to compute. We riffed it into a definition across a few replies. I offered outcome, relative, and compute. Sean swapped my total for tangible, because aggregate output is torque again.
What you want is output in the shape you asked for. T-O-R-C. Tangible outcome relative to compute. It is a ratio. Compute sits in the denominator. Every token you burned across every retry and every review cycle a human ran because the first answer could not be trusted. The tangible outcome sits on top, the thing that shipped, the decision you acted on. Run the math that way and a cheap model can get expensive fast. 9 retries on a discount model can buy less torque than 1 pass on a frontier model that lands the answer. The dollars per million token sticker tells you none of this. The ratio does. The fable weeks. If tokens were a stable currency, none of this would be urgent. Anthropic shipped Claude Fable 5 in June. Export controls pulled it offline for 18 days. Access came back this week. Fable comes off the subscription plans after July 7th, and Anthropic aims to restore it as a standard part of subscriptions as soon as capacity allows. Same model, same tokens. In under a month, the purchasing power of a Fable token changed 3 times, and the list price never moved. The rate was floating on capacity and access the whole time. A floating currency you do not control is a strange thing to build your company on, which is exactly the nerve Palantir just hit. The sovereignty trade. Alex Karp is out telling enterprises that the AI labs oversold their models and pushed token maxing, and that customers should own the full stack with Palantir and NVIDIA at the center. Token maxing is torque with no torque, but the pitch goes further than cost. Palantir's own sovereignty statement puts it in one line. Sovereignty is the precondition for choice. Relinquish it and the future choices of your institution transfer to whoever runs the meter. Arnaud Bertrand read the move as a canary in the coal mine. In his telling, Palantir is announcing the death of the assumption that AI
labs can extract rent on tokens at all, when open source alternatives run at roughly a tenth of the price, and the premium buys you zero control over your data or the model. He also calls the pitch self-serving, which it is. 2 days after the broadside, Palantir and NVIDIA launched exactly the alternative they were arguing for, open models on NVIDIA hardware running in sovereign environments. Money is only half of that trade. Every prompt your team send an external model, every output they build on, every workflow it quietly learns, is your tribal knowledge moving through someone else's infrastructure. You pay for the compute going in, you leak the IP coming out. This is why internal tokens on internal models are where a lot of enterprise usage has to go, and why NVIDIA keeps signing partnerships that bring the hardware and the models in-house. An internal token is minted on your own gear, against a model you control, fed by data that never leaves. Weaker on some tasks, yours on all of them. Running the desk in torque. In the token exchange post, I said token management is starting to look less like SaaS admin and more like treasury. A treasury desk manages exchange rates. An exchange rate has 2 sides, what a token costs you and what it converts into. Torque prices the conversion, and the desk quotes 2 rates. The external rate is what a frontier token converts into for your work. On hard, novel problems, it buys the most torque per token of anything on the market. It also floats. Someone else sets the price, the access, and the capacity. The Fable Weeks in miniature, and part of what you pay leaves as IP through the meter. The internal rate is what a token minted on your own hardware converts into. The raw model is often weaker, but the denominator is CapEx and power instead of someone else's margin. Nothing leaks, and the rate improves over time because your data and your context keep tuning the model toward your actual work.
Measured in tokens, the desk's job is just spend less, and that is how a support team gets rationed out of the one model that would have closed the ticket in a single pass. Measured in torque, the job is routing the novel high-stakes work to the external rate, the repeatable work that touches your IP to the internal one. Count what shipped against what it cost. Either way, that routing is the job of an orchestration layer. It buys torque at the best available rate from whichever mint offers it. The Celts did not wear raw gold. They twisted it into something you could point to, and the twisting is where the value lived. Anyone can burn the metal. Pay for what got made.